All right. Hello, everyone. Thank you for packing the room. No pressure. As Peter mentioned, I'm Kevin Fleming. I've actually spoken at FOSDEM quite a few times before, but never in the DNS room. So this was a bit of a stretch to think that I might even get a talk accepted here. And I'm thankful both that the team did and that you all decided to show up. So as he mentioned, I don't know if I'd call it a mistake. I made a decision a few years ago about something that I wanted to do differently than I'd been doing, and as a result, I am now running my own public DNS server. So this is done for a personal basis. I don't do this for pay or anything like that. It's the zero profit part. Nobody pays me to do this. In fact, it actually costs money, so it's negative profit, really, if you want to think about it that way. So. Also, this is a bit odd, but I wrote these slides in a somewhat unusual way, where every title of a slide is actually a question from the audience, which I will then answer in the slide. They get somewhat humorous further into the presentation. So if someone in the audience wants to play the role of the person asking the questions as we go to each slide, that would be fantastic. In fact, you could all do it as a group. That would be even more fantastic. So if you decide to do that, that's great. If not, I will be happy to read them.
Really?
Yes, exactly, yes. So, all right, so start off with everybody in the audience who currently is responsible for running authoritative name servers that are reachable on the public internet, raise your hand and keep your hand up. Okay, all of you. Wow, all right. Now, if you have your hand up, but you're doing that because you run an internet service provider, put your hand down. Okay, all right. So we're down to less than a quarter of the ones who had their hands up originally. That's more than I thought, actually. I didn't think as many people were as strange as I am. So you can see with this up, I already covered most of this anyway. It's relatively easy to do. Obviously, because this is FOSDEM, I wouldn't be talking about it if it required non-free software. It does not require anything that's non-free software. It can be fun for the subset of humanity that would come to a room like this. and it's also not expensive to do. So, all right, now we're ready. We're going to the next slide.
Why
would we do something like this? So, the fun part we already covered. The second part is, for years in my personal infrastructure, I had been using, you're probably all familiar with Hurricane Electric, although they're bigger in the US than they are here for hosting things. But they offered a free DNS hosting service, which I'd been using, was working fine. And then I decided I wanted to sort of enhance my DNS usage and implement DNSSEC for SSH FP records so I could stop having to deal with SSH key distribution issues. And a couple of other things, like I wanted to get real TLS certificates for all of my services. And of course, 5 years ago, Let's Encrypt was just a new thing, and DNS challenges were the best way to do that, and blah, 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 blah. So the things I wanted, the DNS hosting service that I was using did not offer. So I thought, fine, I'll go find a different one. And I can't even remember where it came from, but years ago, some wonderful person on the internet used to maintain a Google spreadsheet of all of the DNS hosting providers, commercial and otherwise, and all these different attributes of what they supported. And so I went to that spreadsheet, and I filtered down to all the ones that had the things that I wanted, and there were three or four left. And none of them were ones I would actually have wanted to use, most of them because the minimum cost was too high. They were designed for, you know, large enterprises that are doing this sort of thing all the time. So I thought, all right, fine. I will consider another alternative.
I'm convinced. What do I need?
All right. What do you need? So, for those of you who have been around on the internet for a much longer time than a lot of the people who I see in the room who aren't old enough for this, if you ever had to fill out the actual paperwork to register a domain name with Network Solutions and fax it to them, you will know what I'm talking about. For those of you who that went way over your head, don't worry about it. So. It used to be a long time ago that this was a really complicated thing to do. Today, it's not such a complicated thing to do. So these are the really simple things you need. You need some place to host the service that's going to be the source of truth for all of your zones. What do they contain? Obviously, you can choose to put that in lots of different places. I choose to put it on a private network that's not reachable from the internet because that's better, more secure that way. You need a few places on the internet where you can make your zones available to the internet. Preferably, those are not all in the same machine, or all on the same network, or all in the same data center, or preferably not even all on the same continent, really. It would be best if they're geographically distributed, if they're not all going to go down because you put them all in the same hosting provider and their control plane breaks all the time, Microsoft, and their entire cloud infrastructure goes down all at once around the world. So keep those things in mind when you decide where to put these things. It's perfectly fine to put these on Raspberry Pis in your friends' houses, if that's something you choose to do. If you have friends geographically distributed around the world who are willing to do that for you, that's fine. But there are plenty of other ways to do it as well. You will, of course, need DNS authoritative server software. There's lots of those out there. There's a bunch of people in this room who are responsible for PowerDNS, so I'm thankful for giving me the chance to do this. And this is actually trickier than you would seem, your domain registrar, the place you host your domains, possibly the also place you bought them from, although they don't have to be the same, needs to let you have the tools to set this up. They need to be able to let you specify your own name servers. Not all of them will. And if you want to do DNSSEC, they have to let you upload DS records for your signing keys for your zones. Fewer of them will do that. Many of them that are, especially the free ones, do not give you the ability to do that.
Is that really enough?
Yeah, that's really it. There's not a whole lot required to do this. Now, this is all written from the point of view of me doing this personally. I would actually be happy to use the same kind of structure if I was doing this for, let's say, a small nonprofit organization or something like that. I would not go in this specific direction if I was responsible for doing this for 10,000 domains for a bunch of people who are paying me to do that. Things would have to be much more complicated in that situation. But now, going back to the way things were decades and decades ago, network solutions time, back then we did not have Google Public DNS, Cloudflare Public DNS, Quad9 Public DNS, massive ISPs with millions and millions or billions of subscribers that ran resolvers on behalf of their clients. So back then, if you wanted to host your own zones, your own authoritative servers, pretty much every small chunk of the internet was going to, if it needed to know an answer for one of your names, it was going to be reaching out to your servers to get it, because there was no caching layer in between them and you. That's no longer true. I mean, obviously, lots of us also run our own resolvers, and so we are going to be part of the noise that's hitting your authoritative servers. But if you have a website that millions and millions of people on mobile phones are going to touch, those mobile carriers' resolvers are going to go ask your servers for the answers and then hold on to them for however long you've told them they're allowed to hold on to them, a day or 2 days or a week or whatever is appropriate. So you don't really need big, beefy servers to do this. Really, really tiny little machines are perfectly fine for doing this sort of thing. Also, even the smallest machines you can get in clouds nowadays have multi-gigahertz CPUs with very fast RAM. And as I think Stefan pointed out in his last talk, a normal, non-dynamic authoritative server is very fast. It's very predictable. It doesn't take a lot of time to come up with an answer. Usually all the data it needs is in memory already anyway. So these are not, they don't have to be really super powerful machines.
Why did you do this?
Yeah, so I covered some of that already. Actually, I kind of did that backwards, didn't I? I talked about that before I was supposed to. Darn it. A couple of the things that I ran into when I was doing this search was, there was quite a few of the available ones. If you just wanted to host one or two zones, they were okay. The prices were reasonable, actually considered doing it. At the time, I think I had 7. Now I've probably got 11 or 12 for various different purposes, because we all just grab domain names for projects and then never use them for anything, but you keep them around. So there was a thread on the Fediverse about that. Someone ran a poll. How many domain names do you own that you've never used? The number was high. So there were some where, if you went above 3, it was $100 US dollars a month for the service to be able to do this. There were others who, shockingly, charged by query volume and not by the number of zones. It's like, well, I don't have the control over that. I mean, if someone starts hammering the servers, not paying attention to the TTLs, I don't want my bill to suddenly be $14,000 for this. This is crazy. So fine, we're not going to do that. All right, ready. What do I use today? So, like probably a lot of people at FOSDEM, I have at least one reasonably beefy computer at home, network storage appliance. So there's a container on that where I run the hidden primary authoritative server. There were lots of people who will choose not to put things in Amazon Web Services. I'm not going to complain one way or the other.